After arriving in Vegas and checking into their individual suites at the Bellagio, the guys and girls split up to go their separate ways for the afternoon and evening. While Mason promised to make Clay's last day and night as a free man a memorable one, Katrina and Tara opted for a more low-key approach for the bride-to-be and took Samantha to the hotel spa, where they all indulged in long, luxurious massages, body wraps that left their skin soft and glowing, and hydrating facials. A few hours later, nails complete, they sat side by side in pedicure chairs, their final treatment of the day. All three of them were wrapped up in soft, fluffy robes, drinking a glass of champagne and eating chocolate-covered strawberries. Life didn't get much sweeter than this, Katrina thought with a content sigh. She settled back in the cushy leather chair while enjoying her first-ever detoxifying foot soak, unable to recall ever being so pampered and relaxed or feeling so calm. Since sex wasn't in her foreseeable future, despite what she'd told Mason today on the plane about hooking up with a random stranger, she decided that nurturing her body, mind, and soul with an array of therapeutic services was the next best thing. "Thank you for an amazing day," Samantha said, her smooth complexion glowing from her recent facial, and for the man she was about to marry. "I can't tell you how much it means to me to have you two here for the wedding this weekend, and for standing up as my maids of honor. I adore you both so much." Katrina smiled. Samantha might have come from a wealthy family, but she was sweet, genuine, and the best thing that had ever happened to Clay. "We feel the same way about you," she said, as the three of them clinked their champagne glasses together in a toast.
"And we wouldn't miss this wedding for anything," Tara added as she picked up a ripe red strawberry and bit into the chocolate tip.
Samantha raised a recently shaped brow.
"Why, because you can't believe that Clay is really getting married and want to witness it for yourselves?"
Her tone was light and teasing, her pretty blue eyes sparkling happily. Katrina knew she was joking, but wanted the other woman to know that their reasons for being here were much more authentic.
"No, because you and Clay are meant to be together, and we're all family, which means we'll always be here for you."
The word family didn't come easily to Katrina, not when her own deadbeat father had walked away when she was 13, and her mother had turned around and remarried a man who creeped Katrina out, and for good reason, she'd eventually learned. The people she now considered family were Mason and his brothers, and the few others who were allowed into her inner circle. People who had proven themselves loyal, dependable, and trustworthy. And now that small group included Samantha.
"If we're family," Samantha said, looking from Katrina to Tara with affection, "then that makes you two my sisters, which I've always wanted to have."
Katrina smiled as she wriggled her toes in the warm, silky water bubbling around her feet and ankles.
"That's good, because you're stuck with us."
Quiet moments passed as the three of them finished their champagne and the calluses around their heels and toes were exfoliated, followed by hot towels around their calves and a paraffin wax treatment that left their feet smooth and soft to the touch. Samantha bought a pretty pink nail polish she wanted each of them to wear, which matched the color of the maid of honor dresses and the flowers in her bouquet for tomorrow's wedding.
"So, what would you like to do on your last night as a single woman?" Tara asked as they waited for their toenails to dry. "I've heard Thunder from Down Under is the show of choice for bachelorettes. Watching hot, chiseled men dance and strip and thrust their hips could be fun."
Samantha wrinkled her nose in a clear veto of that idea.
"I'll pass on the Aussies. The only man I want to watch strip naked is Clay. That man is so frickin' hot, I'd give him a lap dance any day," she said, with a cute, champagne-induced giggle.
Yeah, Samantha was head over heels in love, and Katrina couldn't help but envy the fact that her friend had found the one, and Clay was equally smitten. Their unwavering relationship and feelings for each other made Katrina all the more aware of her own lack of male companionship and made her wish for more.